We have, Be'ez Hashem, and the mitzvah on this coming Rosh Hashanah, we have a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, and there's a big diyun in the Achronim exactly what is the mitzvah. The Rambam paskins, the Rosh, the Torah, they paskin that the mitzvah is Shmiyah. Some say Tkiyah, but the Rambam paskins that the mitzvah is Shmiyas Kol Shofar. That's why we make the bracha of Lishmaya Kol Shofar. And that's why if the mitzvah would be tkiyah, then every person would have to blow themselves. You wouldn't be able to hear from someone else. And we don't do that. Obviously, it's makubal. The mitzvah must be that the mitzvah is the shmiyah and not the tkiyah. So the mitzvah is to hear the kol of the shofar. So the kasha that the Achronim ask, the Sefer Yom Trua, asks the kasha that we know the din is, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, that a cher shayt of a katan who blow shayfer for someone, you're not yaitze. You need that the taikeya should be a bar chiyuva. So the shayla is that if the mitzvah is shmiyah of the kol shayfer, so what difference does it make who is doing the tekiah? He's not being maitzimi in anything. Normally, if someone's being maitzimi, so he needs to be a bar chiyuva because he's really doing it for me. I'm being yaitze with what he's doing, and therefore he needs to be a bar chiyuva. But where the mitzvah here is, the mitzvah is the shmiyah, the tekiah, which the chereshayit of a katan is doing, that's really just, it's really hechatimitzah, just for me to have the koil, that I should be able to hear the koil of the shofar. So as long as I'm hearing the koil of the shofar, I'm the chayra, I'm doing the mitzvah completely myself. So why should there be any problem if the taikeya is not a bar chiyuva? The mitzvah is the shmiyah. So there's a teretz that Sfasema says, which others say also, that the mitzvah of shofar, the mitzvah of shmiyas kol shofar, it's not just to hear a simple koil shofar. It's that you have to hear a koil shofar shel mitzvah. It's not enough just a regular koil of the shofar. It's got to be a koil of a shofar shel mitzvah. Stama koil, that's a koil of a keren ba'alma. The mitzvah is not to hear a keren of a koil ba'alma, the sound of a shofar, sound of the keren. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is you have to hear a sound of a sound of mitzvah, a kol shel mitzvah. You have to hear a kol shel mitzvah, and that's why you need to have a bar chiyuva who's blowing the shofar, because you need only the bar chiyuva can make it a kol shofar shel mitzvah. If it's not a bar chiyuva, that doesn't have a shem of a kol shofar shel mitzvah, and you wouldn't be yaitze with that. So it's true, you're doing the listening by yourself, you're the one hearing, but what you have to be, what you're hearing has to be a kol shofar shel mitzvah. So that's why, if he's not a bar chiyuva, not going to be able to be yaitze. Shaila is, what is the havana in this din? But the Achronim are saying that by the mitzvah of shofar, it has to be a shofar shel mitzvah. What happens? All of a sudden, you come to the mitzvah of shofar, and we understand that it has this requirement that it has to be a kol shofar shel mitzvah. Why is that? Where does that come from? Why is it different than other mitzvahs? Why all of a sudden by shofar are we saying that it needs to be a kol shofar shel mitzvah? In other words, l'chayr, when we come to other mitzvahs, you have a tayr says sit in a sukkah. It doesn't have to be a sukkah shel mitzvah. Right? You can sit in a sukkah. The mitzvah is sit in a sukkah. A sukkah is kosher as long as you have the heftza of a sukkah. There's no requirement that it has to be a sukkah shel mitzvah. It has to be made for tzeil. That's the mitzvah. It has to be made, the heftza has to be a tzeil. But that it should be shel mitzvah, that we don't have a din. Sukkah's gan vach is kosher, right? So the sukkah was made by a goy. As long as it's asuya l'tzeil, it's going to be kosher. We don't say, it has to be a sukkah shel mitzvah, not just a sukkah ba'alma, it's got to be a sukkah shel mitzvah. No such din. By any mitzvah, you have a mitzvah of a matzah. Okay, matzah, there's a din that it has to be lishma, so you can't have matzah from a goy. But let's say maror. Right? We don't say the mitzvah of Mor. The Mor doesn't have to be Mor shel mitzvah. You need a chavtza of Mor. Charaises is a mitzvah. Charaises is a mitzvah, so there's no halacha that the charaises has to be charaises shel mitzvah. You need the chavtza of charaises, and once you have that chavtza, you now take it and you can do your mitzvah with it. So if there's a mitzvah of shayfar, you have to hear the call of a shayfar. Why all of a sudden by the mitzvah of shayfar do we say that it has to be called shayfar shel mitzvah? Where does that come from? What's the pshat in such a din? So, l'chayra, just to give a havana in this yisai that the achronim are saying, we can understand that really this din, what the achronim are saying, that it has to be called shayfar shel mitzvah, it's not a din mitzad, it's not a special din in mitzvah shayfar for some reason, but mitzvah shayfar has got to be kol shayfar shel mitzvah, and we tack on this requirement of shel mitzvah by the mitzvah shayfar, different than all other mitzvahs. Where's that come from? Why should that be? Like we said, this is a din when they're saying that it has to be a kol shayfar shel mitzvah. This is a din in hilchas kiyum mitzvah. It has to become a kol shayfar shel mitzvah, and the emes is that it's true by all mitzvahs that you have this requirement. It's just that by all mitzvahs it's mekuyam, and by shayfar, it's only by shayfar that you have to have this special, we'll call it kol shayfar shel mitzvah, it requires you that it has to be, it can't be a chesh edlokot, it has to be a bar chayuva who made the chefta shel mitzvah. Why? What does that mean? We know that there's a din by all mitzvahs, mitzvahs trichas kavana, that you have to have kavana when you're doing a mitzvah, a ma'isa mitzvah. You can't just be yaitze with any ma'isa ba'alma. There's a din, Mr. Shrikas Kavana, by the Rises, we pass him, Mr. Shrikas Kavana. You have to be miyachid, the ma'isa that I'm doing, that this is a ma'isa mitzvah. You can't be yaitze with a ma'isa ba'alma. When you have kavana at the beginning, when you have a kavana by the ma'isa mitzvah, it's not just a kavana ba'alma. It's kaiveya that the ma'isa, what you're doing, is a ma'isa mitzvah. You can't be yaitze mitzvah with just a ma'isa ba'alma. It's got to be a ma'isa mitzvah. You have kavana, l'shem mitzvah. That's kaveh, that the ma'isa is a ma'isa mitzvah. Mitzvah Svichas Kavana. That din of Mitzvah Svichas Kavana, that the ma'isa has to be miyuchad for the mitzvah, the emes is, that's a din which is true, b'negeya, the cheftza of the mitzvah also. When you do a mitzvah with a cheftza, not just the ma'isa needs to be miyuchad for the mitzvah, but the cheftza needs to be miyuchad for the mitzvah. Now, normally when you do a mitzvah and you take the cheftza and you're mechaven l'shem mitzvah, you do your mitzvah svichas kavana, so that includes making the cheftza into a cheftza shel mitzvah. A person takes a lulav, so when he's mechaven l'shem mitzvah, or he goes into a sukkah and he's mechaven l'shem mitzvah, so that kavana l'shem mitzvah is being miyached the ma'isa together with the cheftza, which the ma'is is being done with, that this is meyuchad for a mitzvah. So the regular kavana l'shem mitzvah takes the cheftza also and makes the cheftza a cheftza shel mitzvah, makes it meyuchad for this mitzvah which you're coming to do now. Shofar is different than all other mitzvahs in that when you're coming to be yaitz your mitzvah is that you have to hear the koil of the shofar. When you're hearing the koil of the shofar, that koil is not a cheftza in and of itself at the time when you're coming to hear that koil. When you're coming to be yaitze by hearing the koil, the etzem koil is still attached to the one who's making the koil, the hainu, the taikeya. The taikeya is blowing the koil while you're listening. Right? The koil shofar doesn't exist separate from the taikeya. When you're being yaitze mitzvah, it's not menutak from the taikeya. He's the one who's making the koil. It's still attached to him, so to speak. He's being shaylet on that koil. So there, when you're coming to be mekayim your mitzvah with the shmiya of the koil shofar, it's not so simple for you, and you can't just come with your kavana l'shem mitzvah. You can be miyached, your shmiya that you're doing here, shmiya l'shem mitzvah. Mitzad the Maisa Mitzvah, you're doing a Shmir L'Shem Mitzvah. But mitzad the Chefza of the Koil, which that also has to be Nisyachid for the Mitzvah. Mitzad the Chefza, you yourself can't be, you can't just take that Koil and make it a Koil Shel Mitzvah, Chefza Shel Mitzvah, because, what do you mean? He still has it. The Taikeya is still connected, he's still in control of that Koil. So by the Kol Shofar, you need the Taikeya to be the one to be Miyachid, the Chefza, that should be Chefza Shel Mitzvah. That's why it can't be a Chefza Shel Mitzvah. It has to be someone who's a Bar Chiyuva, because he then is saying that this Koil is going to be a Koil Shel Mitzvah. He even has to be Mechavin, to be Maitzi, the Shemeya, because he's the one who is going to be Miyachid, the Chefza of this Koil, for you, the Shemeya. And only he can do it, because it's still his. It's still connected to him by a shayv, by a lulav, by a sukkah. There, even if it was made by a guy, your charesis was made by a guy. But right now, it's separate from the one who made it. It's a chefetz of a sukkah. It's a chefetz of a lulav. You now can take that chefetz and do what you want with it. It's yours. You want to use it for your mitzvah? You could be kaveyet l'shem your mitzvah, and that's fine. So it makes no difference who made it. Shayfar, being that the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Shmiras Kol Shofar is that you're listening to a koil, which that koil is still connected to the taikeya, there's a requirement that the taikeya has to be a bar chiyuva. It's not a special din by the mitzvah of Shofar, because it would be mechadish, a whole new din that you need Kol Shofar Shel Mitzvah. It's that because by all mitzvahs you need Shel Mitzvah, you need that yichud that the chetzah should be for mitzvah. So by, since you need a Kol Shofar Shel Mitzvah, Mimela, by Shofar, it can only be accomplished al yedei the taikeya, being that it's still his. Therefore, there's a din that it has to be by a bar chiyuva, else this halacha that the chefza has to be nesiachid for the mitzvah.